Good morning. It's Paul O'Mahony here, and I'm driving my daughter to school, as I often do. And we're in Cork in Ireland, and I've just gone round what's called the Kinsale Roundabout, and we should be in school in less than 10 minutes. And I've wanted to tell you a little story about the effect that an audiobook had on me this morning. Soothing Rain by McColgan. Now, I've been aware that Mac has been recording these early morning moments for him, or time for him, for a very long time. Maybe a year and or more. And I haven't been listening to them, so it was, I turned on the audiobook at the same time as my daughter turned on, in the back of the car, an iPad to play with an app called, which she calls POW, P-A-U, looking after an alien. And I'm now talking at the pace that McColgan has brought to me. That's what I really wanted to dwell on for a few minutes. It is a beautiful piece of audio recording, in my opinion, from a man who is truly himself and who talks about different types of rain that are experienced in Scotland, and uses one or two words that are particularly Scottish and that I don't use myself. So you would, if you listen to it, be able to pick up a beautiful piece of local Scottish dialect. But you'd get more from listening to this audiobook. It's more than the pace and more than the words. You would hear somebody who was describing in a very personal way the effect of rain on him. And he was describing the effect of rain not by telling it, but by showing it. Not telling us that the rain was making him feel X, Y, or Z, but showing us the effect it had on him. And that difference between telling and showing is one that has always meant a lot to me as a poet, and in other respects too, in writing, in storytelling. There are different types of rain, and I suppose we in Ireland are very familiar with different words for rain, and Scotland as well. There are probably parts of the world where rain is rain. It's wet stuff that falls out of clouds. And there aren't half as many words for the different types of rain. I suppose it reminded me of Eskimos. There's no suppose about it. It did remind me of what people say, that Eskimos have, 35 words for snow. The audiobook is structured in a very interesting way. It's structured in the form of an introduction from Mac, which gives you the tone of his voice, the pace of his voice, the sound, the feelings. Actually, we're just going to have to interrupt this audiobook to get my daughter into school on time. So I'll come back to it in a few minutes. Grace, we have to turn. I'm now back in the car. Soothing Rain by McColgan affected me in an interesting way. It impressed me because I felt that he had given himself permission to be himself. He gave himself permission to be himself. He wasn't trying to impress, he wasn't trying to inform, he was trying to experience well, not trying, he was recording his experience, and he had the generosity to share it, and it was deeply personal. So it reminded me of the power of the personal. He played in the audio boo the sound of the rain that was around him. And he more or less invited me, I felt, and you if you listen to it, to just have some time listening to something as constant as the rain without, and the occasional bird sound, without interruption. And I had thoughts at different levels, like, how long is he going to do this? I had thoughts about, has the audioboo got stuck, because I was listening to it driving in a car and I couldn't exactly, I had different sounds echoing in my head as well. But I was with him. I was with him. I was being invited to be as present as one can be across a distance with another person and with nature. And it soothed me. It also made me, or influenced me, to drive the car more slowly. And in a sense, to be calm. So it stilled me. And even though on the one hand, I was listening to his audio boo, I was at the same time listening to myself. And in fact, I would say that on balance, I did more listening to myself, noticing how I was feeling, noticing the reaction of it, noticing the flood of the trickle, the soothing associations that were formed in my imagination and memory. It's also reminded me of a very good friend of mine, AJ Lehan, who's traveling around the world, urging people to live their own life rather than try to copy other people's lives or try to comply with what other people might want us to do. So McColgan was doing it his way, openly, with an authenticity that I found strengthened my own wish to share myself in a personal way with others on audio boo at times. I stopped the car to listen to what I'd recorded. So this is the end. This is the end of my experience, and I don't know how to end it. I don't know what to say to bring it to a kind of musical end. There's a lovely aspect of some types of music in which the sounds build up to a point, maybe about 7/8 of the way through, and a kind of feeling of resolution, or feeling of resolution, or transcendence towards the end. The overture to Lohengrin is a great example of that. And here, the sound of a running engine and some passing traffic, which I'll actually open the window to share with. Being you, being me, early in the morning, a good way to start the day. Soothing rain by McColgan, I think, will give you your own response. And if you haven't listened to it before, I would be very interested to hear the effect it had on you. And something tells me that other people would be interested in an audiobook which was not so much responding to McColgan's ideas, saying whether one agrees or disagrees with them, but was a response out of one's experience. So there. Bravo, Mac. You've probably recorded, you know, hundreds of audiobooks that would have the same type of effect on me. It's just that I haven't listened to one in ages, as I haven't listened to many audiobooks for a long time. Thank you very much, McColgan. And thank you very much for listening to this, whoever you are, wherever you are. Bye-bye.